Hi guys, I hope you had a great Christmas and a happy new year. We're going to start off 2025 with a new Lovint video. So in today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the new Lovint Gush 2. So sit back, relax, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the new Lovint Gush 2. Now if you've been thinking about buying the Lovint Gush, hold tight and make sure to watch the rest of this video as Lovint have made some massive improvements on the Lovint Gush 2. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, as always, I like to give an unboxing. Then I'm going to show you what you get when you buy the Lovint Gush 2, and I'm going to show you how to use it. And towards the end of the video, I will be telling you a little bit more about the toy and I'll be giving it a review. So there is plenty to get covered in today's video. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you watch the unboxing video. Okay guys, let's start off by opening our Lovint Gush 2. In true Lovint fashion, it is completely discreet on what's inside the box. As you can see, there is a shipping label on the outside of the box. There is no mention of Lovint on the outside. Anyway, we're not here to look at the outside of the box. Let's get it open and show you what's inside. The first thing that I noticed when I did open it up is the new packaging that the toys come in, which if you've bought a Lovint toy in the past, it looks a lot better. And as you can see on the outside of the box, they have redesigned the Lovint Gush 2. In the bottom right, you can see a QR code. If you scan this, it will download the Lovint remote app. If we spin it round to the back, we can see a little bit more information about the toy itself. This is all written in 6 different languages, and those languages are English, French, Spanish, German, Russian, and Chinese. And it basically says that the Lovint Gush 2 oscillates and vibrates at up to 4,300 times per minute. It can be used completely hands-free, and due to its open back, it can be adjusted to fit any size penis. It also says that the toy is made of body-safe materials, IPX7 water-resistant, and it comes with a 1-year warranty. Like all Lovint toys, it's compatible with the Lovint remote app. This means it can be used on your own, with a partner, or over long distances. And it can also be connected to games, streaming services, and cam sites. If this is the first time you've seen one of my videos, then make sure to check out my playlist to see which other platforms the toys connect to. You can also find them on my website, which is listed in the description below. So let's get the shrink wrap off and show you what's inside. Now, due to the new design of the Lovint box, it did take me a second to work out how to get inside. And before I went Captain Caveman and just started attacking the box, I did take a closer look. As you can see, it really doesn't take much to confuse me. And it turns out all you have to do is slide it out of the bottom. So I'm going to do that now. And as a note for myself, next time, don't open it like you're opening an envelope with £1 million in. Straight off the bat, you'll notice that there's a viewing window which you can see the Lovint Gush 2 in. For those with a keen eye who have got the Lovint Gush, you'll notice that the Gush 2 is longer. You'll also notice that the panel on the front has 2 colour changes, which does just make the toy look a lot cooler. There is a tab in the top of the box which has a perforated edge, which if you pull it, it will open the box. Once opened, there is a piece of cardboard that keeps your Lovint Gush 2 in place. So let's remove this and show you the Lovint Gush 2 and what you get inside. Firstly, as you can see, you've got your Lovint Gush 2 with 2 bands inside. Underneath our padding, there is an instruction manual and quick start guide. This shows you how to use your Lovint toy and how to look after it. In the bottom of the padding, you'll see that you've got your Lovint USB magnetic charging cable. This charging cable is the same with most of the Lovint toys. So if you do have another Lovint toy and you need a replacement, you can use that, or you can buy a new one on their website. So now let's take a closer look at the Lovint Gush 2 itself. You'll notice this comes with 2 adjustable bands, and both of these go around the toy to hold it in place for hands-free play. One goes around the top of the toy and the other goes around the bottom. When adjusting the size, all you need to do is push the pins through the holes. And as the Lovint Gush 2 is longer, it comes with 2. So make sure to put them both around the toy whilst you're using it. To turn on our toy, all we need to do is hold down the power button located at the top of the toy. The oscillator will vibrate and you'll notice the light on the front will also start flashing.
To turn your toy off, all you need to do is hold down the power button. There are 7 inbuilt patterns on the Love Int Gush 2. To change patterns, all you need to do is quickly push the power button. And this will cycle through each of the patterns. What we're going to do now is take a closer look at the inside of the Love Int Gush 2. And as you can just about see in the video, there is a circle at the top. This is where the oscillation happens and where the vibrations come from. And if you look closely, you can see it moving. Now, as there is more happening with the Love Int Gush 2, it is slightly noisier. And I am going to turn the sound on now so you can hear it. It is important to note I am only 6 inches away from the microphone. So yes, it is slightly louder than the Love Int Gush, but it is actually a lot more powerful and it's moving and oscillating in different ways. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you've already seen enough and you want to get your hands on a Love Int Gush 2, there is a link to my website in the description below.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Love Int Gush 2. Now moving on to some of the boring information that you probably need to know. The Love Int Gush 2 measures 4.17 inches in height, which is 106 millimeters. It has a width of 2.95 inches, which is 75 millimeters. And the internal diameter is 33 millimeters, which is 1.3 inches. Now, when I say that is 33 millimeters, I just mean as it's sitting here as it is. If you need it tighter than that, all you need to do is move the flaps across to each other and use the bands to tighten it. And if you're bigger than that, all you need to do is open it up more and use the bands to tighten it. The Love Int Gush 2 weighs in at 195 grams. It can take up to 77 minutes to charge it fully. It has a continuous use battery life of 110 minutes and it can sit on standby for 120 hours. When it comes to how powerful the Love Int Gush 2 is, it can vibrate and oscillate at 4,300 times per minute. And one final thing you may have noticed if you watched the unboxing video is there is no bag that comes with this toy. It is a bit of a shame. I do like it when Love Int add the storage bags as it keeps your toys safe when you're not using them. Okay, it's review time and I have used this on a number of occasions. So I would put the Love Int Gush 2 in the same category as the Pulse Solo. It provides similar stimulation and this is actually a lot lighter and smaller. As I said in the unboxing video, this is slightly louder than the Love Int Gush. And the simple reason for that is that this has more moving parts, so it's going to make a little bit more noise. So some of you may be wondering, can you use the toy upside down or does it have to be used that way round? Either or, it's up to you. Obviously, Love Int recommend the power button to be at the top of the toy and you want it facing away from you. So that's what should be facing away. And all you should see is the back of it. And the reason why they say that this way should be facing towards you is that it gives you a more comfier fit. So the first time I used it, I went hands-free. I stuck on a couple of videos and I thought I would see whether it was going to do the job it was meant to. As I only used the Love Int Gush for edging because it wasn't as powerful, I thought I would see if this would be an upgrade on that. So I did put on a couple of videos and I left it to do its own thing. And I sat there for about 10-15 minutes. Not much was happening, I'm not gonna lie. But the main reason for that was I had the band, just one on its own, located at the bottom of the toy, and it wasn't doing the job quite as well as it should do. What you need to do is make sure your skin is touching the pad at the back. So sort of after 10 minutes, I was getting a bit bored with it and I decided to add the second band. And I added that towards the top of the toy. This is how I know you should be using both of them and not just one on its own. And I just left it to do its thing. I carried on watching the videos and it made such a big difference. The more contact you can have with the inside of the toy makes such a big difference. So you really do need to use one band at the top and one band towards the bottom. Within about 5 minutes, it had done its job. And once I was done, I just quickly washed it off with a bit of soapy water and it just left it to dry. Overall, this is a much better improvement over the Love Int Gush. If you want just mild stimulation, then go for the Love Int Gush. If you want an all-out hands-free experience, go with the Love Int Gush 2. You also might be wondering what the difference is between just the vibration and the oscillation and vibration. The vibration on its own is good. The oscillation part of it feels like someone's tapping as fast as they possibly can, so you can actually feel a different sensation. So yeah, it's a great improvement over the Lovince Gush. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Lovince Gush 2, then there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profit should you choose to buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.